For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans. Thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. Happy Thursday morning. Good morning. I sincerely pray you're taking advantage of these early morning hours and you've gotten up and you had your quiet time with God. There's nothing that will be more important than that quiet time with God. That's what we've been talking about all week. Solitude, silence, and then waiting. You've got to calm yourself and quiet yourself long enough to where it's not all about you, you know. And you're saying, God, here I stand. Here I am, Lord. What saith ye to me, God? God, I want to talk to you. And then what you've done is you've gotten into correct alignment with God. You're not just panicky and in panic mode all the time and begging to get out of, you know, a situation. No. First things first. First things first. Once you get that fundamental down as just a part of your life, part of your routine, second nature, where you get up and it's quiet time with God, I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, your life will start turning around. I'm telling you. I gave the example yesterday. It's like we are in an ICU unit, aren't we? We're hooked up with the IV drip. And the good news, though, the vine and the branch of John 15, the good news is we've got God's continual flow available, ready, hooked up to God himself to flow into us. Mercy, mercy. Really, we make it so much more difficult because we oftentimes don't want to take that time to hook up to the IV drip, meaning God. There's no other way to make it in this Christian life than to be hooked up with him. John 15 is the example. If you abide in me, that means to dwell. That means to live. That means to stay. And I abide in you. My words abide in you. It's just fabulous. Okay. Did the solitude, silence, now the waiting. I wish I had like hours upon hours to teach on air because there's so much to this. I would just, anyway. Okay, so anyway, waiting. While waiting, God is working behind the scenes all the time. Someone better grab that. You're waiting. You must know. God is working behind the scenes all the time for you. You can't see it. You can't smell it. You have to accept it by faith. How did he get your attention to begin with? He's God and he knows how. That seed goes into the ground while you're waiting. It has to go through all kinds of gyrations under that soil before it's stripped of its hard shell. Come on now. And pushes through the ground and starts to produce fruit. Goodness, it's just so early in the morning for me to be preaching. Acts 1:4, after his resurrection, Jesus instructed his disciples and other followers not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait for what the Father had promised, of which he said, you've heard me speak. They were instructed to wait. It's hard on the flesh, isn't it? When God says wait. But while you're waiting, look at Luke 1:80. The child continued to grow and become strong in spirit. This is about John the Baptist. And he lived in the deserts until the day of his public appearance to Israel. He had to grow. But he became strong in spirit while he was waiting for his public appearance. And he was growing. Same thing with us. Luke 2:40 about Jesus. And the child, capital C, grew, continued to grow. And became strong, increasing in wisdom. And the grace of God was upon him. This is referring to Jesus. He grew in wisdom. He became strong in spirit as he was waiting. You see, same thing's happening to you. You're waiting, discernment's developing. You're getting sensitive to God's plan and to people and to God himself. Time is up. Hey, I hope you're going to join us for Hands and Feet November 30th. I can't wait. People are registering for that Christmas luncheon December 7th. Do yourself a favor and join us. Take time off work. Eat with us. It's fabulous. So love you guys. See you tomorrow on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.